Imagine that you discover a precious solid gold cup in a rubbish heap. You pick it up, it's filthy, it's tarnished, it's chipped. So you set about cleaning it up again until it's bright and clean, pure as gold. Stunning! But now, what are you going to do with it? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Well, what are you going to do with it? Put it in a display cabinet where it'll stay clean and safe? Probably. But what would God do with it? Well, actually, we already know the answer because it's precisely what he did with you and me after he'd found us on the scrap heap and cleaned us up. He'd throw it straight back into the middle of that mess. Really? 20th century evangelist and author Leonard Ravenhill put it like this: the greatest miracle that God can do today is to take an unholy person out of an unholy world, make them holy, and then put them back into that unholy world and keep them holy. God's plan was always to save you, to transform your life, to set you apart pure and holy, and then to throw you back into the melee to be used of him to pull someone else out. But here's the catch. When he throws you back in, it's easy to lose your shine, despite your purity within, to start looking like everyone else on the outside. So today, a word of warning. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Be holy in everything you do, just as God is holy. He is the one who chose you. In the scriptures, God says, be holy, for I am holy. Don't let the world's sin rub off on you. Stay holy, for the Lord your God is holy. That's his word fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, the word of God. And make no mistake, he has a plan to work through you in this dark and calamitous world. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then stop by and explore ChristianityWorks.com, where you'll find a wealth of messages on all sorts of different subjects straight out of God's word and conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly what you need for today. Again, that's all at ChristianityWorks.com.